This podcast is brought to you by the Endpoint Imperative, a podcast series from Intel that brings together IT experts and leaders to discuss the big tech challenges impacting businesses today. Download and subscribe to the Endpoint Imperative wherever you find your podcasts.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal. Coming up, tech headlines, but first, how Silicon Valley is struggling. That's not something you hear all too often these days, but currently it's having a diversity problem, particularly in adding conservatives to its ranks. According to a new report in the Journal, some right-leaning tech employees in Silicon Valley say their politics are unwelcome in an industry dominated by liberal views. Let's get more from the Wall Street Journal's Georgia Wells, joining us from San Francisco. Hey, Georgia.
Hey, thanks, Tanya.
So a huge theme in Silicon Valley is obviously diversity. You have Facebook, Twitter, Alphabet, et cetera, really pushing for diversity in the workplace. Because let's face it, if the perception is that employee biases could be seeping into products, that could damage their reputations.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of the companies, initially when they were thinking about diversity, just thought about what people look like, you know, men and women and race. And over the past couple of years, the companies have started to think more about the political ideology of their workforces and how to cultivate that. But there's a lot of awkwardness involved, too.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about that, because in this mix of many players in the game are conservatives. You know, diversity means diversity. And according to your reporting, they might be feeling a little excluded in left-leaning diversity land that is Silicon Valley, right?
Yeah, so one example that illustrated this well for us was we heard from sources when Twitter's new diversity chief started in her job earlier this year, she went on a listening tour to hear from employees across the company. One of the groups of employees that she heard weren't feeling as included as others were conservatives specifically. And then we've talked to many conservatives in the tech community who said that while they felt like maybe they could talk about conservative issues, kind of fiscal conservative issues, social conservative issues were a can of worms that they feared could jeopardize their careers if they voiced their opinions in the workplace.
Has it always been this way, this conservative rift? You know, times currently are very unique, obviously. How heavily has the election of Trump impacted things?
Going back decades, Silicon Valley is known as a very liberal area, but I think that Donald Trump has kind of further polarized the community even here. So when we were looking at political donations from employees at tech companies in Silicon Valley, we found that just astronomically, the bulk of the donations went to Hillary Clinton as opposed to Donald Trump during the lead up to the 2016 presidential election. And so at Google, for example, employees donated a little over $1.5 million to Hillary's campaign. During that same time period, employees at Google donated about $25,000 to Trump's campaign.
So you can see the difference in which way things are leaning here, and there might be a stigma. And it's one thing to lean left, but is there reason to believe that truly speaking up as a conservative in this space is dangerous? How were the people that you guys spoke to feeling about that?
So we reached out to dozens and dozens of individuals who had donated to President Trump's campaign and asked if they'd be willing to talk with us on the record for this story, because we really wanted to hear their perspective. And the vast, vast majority were scared to talk on the record. They would talk to us under the condition that we not use their name. And when we would meet up, we'd be like, well, why can't we use their name? One of the quotes from one of these employees was, quote, "I don't think it would be a good career move to say you were a Trump supporter." One of my colleagues talked to Google employees who ran into each other at an election night party hosted by a Republican group in Cupertino, so kind of in the heart of Silicon Valley, and it was celebrating President Trump's victory. And when employees of Google ran into each other at the party, one of them said that they were shocked because they didn't realize that there were other Trump supporters at Google, and that at that party they agreed not to acknowledge to one another in the future that they had seen each other at this party.
What is the current relationship like between tech companies and conservative figures in business and beyond? How has Silicon Valley reached out to conservatives?
You know, Silicon Valley certainly has been giving more money now to conservative causes since President Trump took office. We've also seen reactions to some of the policies that they perceived would not be good for their companies. What we have seen is many tech executives speak out against President Trump's immigration policies, and they've said that they believe that they could hurt their companies.
Silicon Valley also has this reputation for open debate and transparency in the workplace. Has managing in a place that's supposedly so open and diverse proven to be difficult?
Yeah, part of the challenge, companies have said, with managing some of these ideological diversity issues is that, say, if in a job interview they said to someone like, hey, who do you vote for? They could get in a lot of hot water. And so the way they're going about this is trying to focus more on inclusion at this point, hoping that people will have the ideological safety to voice their opinion in the workplace. And I think then the recruiting of the conservatives perhaps could come next, or as people broaden their professional networks to include more different types of people, that could then follow.
Georgia Wells, thanks very much.
Thank you, Tanya.
You've heard it a million times. Location, location, location. Well, that's because location's important. And it's the reason this ad, targeted at you, isn't located before a podcast about the history of ice dancing. If you own a business, you know the importance of location, which is why you need a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, a real estate expert who can help you find the perfect location to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
Here's what else is happening in the world of tech. The music group of Chinese internet giant Tencent and Spotify are in talks to swap stakes of up to 10% in each other's business ahead of their expected public listings next year, expected to value both in the billions of dollars. The gravity-defying rise of Bitcoin has been drawing in new money from people who appear to know nothing about the cryptocurrency other than that its price has gone up a lot in a hurry. Case in point, last week, the fifth most popular stock among brokerage customers of Fidelity Investments was Bitcoin Investment Trust. It traded that day at a price almost 70% higher than that of the digital currency itself. And finance pros say you'll have to pry Excel out of their cold, dead hands. A journal story about finance chiefs threatening to drop the spreadsheet software provoked a tempest of reader feedback, both pro and con. The story stirred up hundreds of online comments, emails, and social media posts. Arguments erupted on LinkedIn and Reddit that some readers say continued at their family dinner table. For more on these and other stories, head to WSJ.com. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.